Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Carlow had been a garrison town in the Midlands of Ireland for hundreds of years. When war broke out, it wasn't a surprise that military contracts were granted to many of the local firms here. The boots that shod the feet of thousands of British Army soldiers were made in Governey's Boot Factory in Carlow town. Local historian Paul Maguire and a member of the Governey family, Dan Carberry, returned to the site of the old factory, now long since gone.
Carlow Boot Factory, or Governey's Boot Factory, was founded by Michael Governey, who was my grandfather, in 1903. He was the proprietor of Cork and Company across the road from the factory, who were mineral water manufacturers, but after attending an exhibition in Cork, he got the idea of starting up a boot factory, shoe factory, for employment in Carlow, and of course, I'm sure, he intended to make money also. I have beside me now Paul Maguire, whose father and mother worked in the factory and actually met while working in the factory back the years, and he, from his parents, has learned something about that period.
The parents met there in the early 50s. He was a cobbler by trade, and she worked in an apartment, I believe it was called a clicker or a clicking department. The period in particular that we're interested in today is pre-1914 and onwards. Governey Boot and Shoe went into war contracts with the army to supply literally tens of thousands of army boots, and they had a thriving industry, brought massive employment to the area. There were quality boots and that lasted, and the contracts were still in place in the 30s and 40s and beyond. And they were known throughout the country for quality merchandise in both the women's shoes and particularly in the army boots from start to finish. Carlow in 1914, like the rest of the country, was part of, as they termed it at the time, the British Empire. There was absolutely nothing out of the ordinary. Irish companies had been supplying across the world, not just in Ireland, to any contract that became available. It was just the army. It was part of a larger market. That was basically it. So Governey's Boot and Shoe tendered for the contract, were successful. To give you an example of what I'm talking about is regarding the quality of the boots, I was fortunate about 3 years ago for a lady to come into me with a small shopping bag, but it transpired that her father, who'd passed away some years previous, had been a sales rep for Governey's Boot and Shoe. And amongst some of his possessions in the house after he died were a number of pairs of army boots. And she came along to County Carlow Military Museum and she said, would you be interested in displaying them? And when I saw what it was, I was struck straight away by the quality. They're in mint condition. You know, you're looking at 90, 100 years old, the First World War issue. And we were delighted to take them on board. All those marching feet originally started marching care of Governey's Boot and Shoe Factory in Carlow.
By the left, march!
We have moved up to the County Carlow Museum where there is a stand depicting the old boot factory, and inside it now we have photographs of the various operations, and it is lovely to see the old photographs, and some of the people of Carlow will be able to identify their grandfathers and grandmothers and that.
Governey's Boot and Shoe Factory wasn't the sole commercial enterprise. In Carlow town, for instance, there was Thomas Thompson's, who are still in business today, not on the original premises, but they manufactured wooden wings for the fighter planes, and they also did tens of thousands of artillery shells for the war effort. So Carlow would have had a major commercial interest as regards contracts. To give you another example of Carlow's ingenuity in commerce, huge numbers of horses came through County Carlow for the shipment to the Curragh. They would have been driven up to the railway station and loaded onto wagons to be sent to the Curragh army camp, which was the big dispersal camp in Kildare. And from there, they would have been shipped to all over Europe for the war effort. And again, you're talking of tens of thousands of horses. And the spin-off from that, of course, was jobs, because you had tons upon tons of fodder. You would have had saddle makers, you would have had blacksmiths. and would have not been just a one-off. In fact, a lot of the commercial enterprise that we're talking about, Goveney's Boot and Shoe, Thompson's, and Hanover the Horses at Slowcocks, would have gone into the 30s and 40s. So it wasn't a short-term thing. The First World War saw a major upswing in government contracts for this type of materials, and Carla was well placed to bid for it and to win the contracts. To give you an example of Thomas Thompson's here in the County Carlow Museum, they have an original of the Sopwith Pups, the aeroplane wing frame, and it was made predominantly of ash, and it would have been a very flimsy by today's standards, and they were shipped across, covered in Irish linen, painted, and then ready for use. They would have been a major commercial enterprise in the town, and again would have been responsible for a serious amount of employment locally. So a major employer in the town, as Goveney's and the others were.
Carlow Town, in County Carlow. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.